never was motivated for that, reason. So, no.
So,
what has nothing to do with it.
So, Brent, what changed for you? Because obviously you told Peter King that part of your motivation coming back last year was to stick at the Ted, and then when you got to the Twin Cities, you said, you know, this wasn't about revenge. There's got to be a
reason. I didn't say it was about revenge. I said that that...
No, I know. You said it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't about revenge to begin with. That wasn't... had nothing to do with it. And... You know, the fact that I had a torn bicep obviously played a part in how I finished last year, how I played, how our team ended up. And quite frankly, was not really was not willing to have the surgery. I felt like it would be too long of a recovery, and that wouldn't guarantee to begin with that I would be back to as close to normal as possible, especially at 39 years old. I felt like I could play. I think I proved that last year. So, I mean, it's, you know, and being released by New York and then talking with Minnesota, I still had to have the surgery if I chose to play to be effective or to at least feel like I could play at a high enough level. So I eventually decided to have it. Here I am.
I'm sorry. That was probably my fault. Did Peter King then misquote you when you said that last year after you retired from the Jets initially?
What I said with Peter was that it's human nature to feel. I didn't use the word revenge, but to prove that you still could play, to prove someone wrong or prove a group wrong. So you can call it what you want. That's. You know, that's been documented enough. So, but that's not motivation enough. It never would be for me. It's too long of a season, regardless.
What is your motivation then, Brett, for playing this year?
I'd like to win it all. I don't think I need to prove anything to anyone, first of all. I'm very proud of my career. The time I spent in Green Bay was unbelievable. We won a lot of games. Wish we'd won a couple more championships. You know, I wouldn't play, first of all, if I didn't think I could contribute. And that's not just statistically. As a leader, as a teammate, whatever is required. And I feel like I can still do that. I think the guys here would testify to that now. This is a very good football team. Doesn't guarantee anything, you know, but I felt like I could contribute on this team.
And people nationally, a lot of people are saying that throw at the end of the 49ers game shows you still got it. Did you have to, after surgery and everything, did you have to prove to yourself that you still got it, or did you know that all along?
No, when I left New York last year, I knew I couldn't throw the way I would. There was numerous plays I could point to the latter half of the year that maybe to the average Joe watching just would have assumed it was just a bad throw. And for me, I knew not only was there pain, but that on that 20-yard seam route, the ball was, in my mind, was intended to be 2 yards in front of the guy. And maybe low and inside, and it was high, high and outside, and it gets tipped, and it is close, but it gets tipped, and you know, you would just write it off as a bad throw. We all have bad throws, but it seemed like it was more and more frequent to me, along with the pain. So I knew, even though I had chosen not to play, the surgery was. I didn't need surgery. It was going to pop on its own. When, who knows? It's the same thing I had to my left shoulder or left bicep 5 or 6 years ago, whatever. But that was my left shoulder. So, you know, I knew that by having the surgery and speeding it up, that I wouldn't have to throw with pain anymore. And that was, throughout my career, I never had arm issues except for tendonitis one preseason. Other than that, I'm very lucky and blessed of throwing it and taking hits and all that stuff the way I've done for so many years. But when I had the surgery, I needed to, whenever that recovery time, or however long it would be, I needed to see if the pain, for the most part, was gone pretty much right away. But I lost, as I would call it, dead arm. As I rehab back, I could throw 10, 15 yards, no problem, same velocity. But when I would throw a deep bend at 30 yards or something, I would turn it loose, no pain, but it would land at 25 instead of 30. And then that obviously got worse as I threw further. So that was a difficult time because I felt like I could do it, but yet the ball was not, it had nothing to do with pain. And so I think I didn't have to prove anything in my mind to anyone that I could throw. I had to prove to myself if I was going to play, I had to feel like in clutch time I could turn it loose and make any throw. That's not a guarantee, but I had to feel that way. I didn't want to second guess any decision.
Brent, what do you think you've done to kind of your image among some of the fans here? Do you have any sense of how people back here feel about your move there?
I can't answer that. I'm sure that there are some people who are disappointed or upset. 16 years I spent there. I know how personal the Packers are to the fans. State of Wisconsin, very, very, very aware of that. And that's the beauty of that organization, and will always be. You know, you can't find an empty seat in a town that's, where you can go to New York and L.A. and you can't fill the seats at times. So it's a special place. And, I know people take a lot of ownership in that. And that's fine. That's great. That's, once again, that's what makes it so, such a wonderful place to play and watch a game. But, my intentions are not to do anything else but to play and hopefully lead this team to a championship, as the other teams and players feel across this league. I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it again, that you can't take the 16 years away that I spent there. It was outstanding. I know I left everything I possibly could leave on the field. Was honest and genuine. Didn't always play the best, but I'm proud of the career I had there. So, if there are people disappointed and have big sides, I'm not surprised by it, but you can't take that away. So, it is what it is. I mean, but I can't control that.
Brett, you remember the Seattle game in 99 and what you can learn from keeping your emotions in check when you went up against Mike for the first time?
Well, I think that goes for every game. When Mike Holmgren was coaching me, every game we played in, especially the start, that was always a big key for him, was to try to, of course for me too, to keep your emotions in check. Statistically speaking, that night it was not a good night. But I don't think our team in general had a good night. And it all starts with the quarterback, good or bad, as we all know. But I thought the world of Mike Holmgren. There was nothing, I was not trying to get back at him, get back at him or whatever you want to call it. I hated that he left. That had nothing to do with it. Like, I had to prove something to Mike, or I wanted to, to get at him for, leaving us and all that stuff. And I still talk to Mike this day and have the utmost respect. And no, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. So that was bad play.
Are you better these days at handling your emotions or curbing your emotions going in, either at the start of games or in big games like this?
I would like to think so. I think one thing I have noticed over the last few years is that we all know there are some games that are bigger than others, even though it's still another game. I found out that I actually look at it more that way, and I think that's probably age as much as anything, and just experience. And I'm not saying that from like a well-seasoned experience type thing. I just think that if you've done something so many times, it's not as, I don't want to say exciting, because it's still exciting or I wouldn't play, but it's harder to, at times I wish I would be a little more emotional, not that I want to ride the roller coaster, if you will, but, you know, and I think what helps here, obviously, is more than anything, is having a running game with Adrian Peterson. That that's not to say he won't be stopped. I thought San Francisco did a heck of a job, but you feel like that's always kind of a crutch for you to fall back on. It's a pretty good one, too.
Hey Brett, when you made the decision that you wanted to come back last year, that summer, the last time, was your number one choice to play here in Green Bay?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And why would it be? I just had probably, in my opinion, the best year in my entire career. Now, I've thrown for more touchdowns and whatever, but I really felt like that was my best year.
You know, in that last season, though, when you were asked about your retirement plans, you would say, you know, stranger things happen, and you would refer to your friend Steve McNair. And then strange things did happen. You had a big day at the Metrodome. Deanna said it looked like you were into a special season. Was in the back of your mind, did you start thinking, if I wasn't in Green Bay, was there another place that maybe you'd be a good fit for?
No. Never crossed my mind.
Why Minnesota this time? I mean, you could have stayed in New York and still had a pretty good chance to win a Super Bowl there this year.
Well, I wasn't willing to have surgery at that time. That's first and foremost, and the biggest, because as I left there, we'd already done an MRI, and we knew what the problem was, and I was like, you know, it's just 39 years old. I'm not willing to go through that at that time. You know, I mean, it was right after we had finished. We'd started off obviously great, 8-3, and everybody was feeling good about the team and where we were going, and then it was very disappointing after that. And and I knew I had an injury that would require surgery if I chose to play, and was as disappointed as I was, I chose to go home and not have it. So, and they chose to go in a different direction, and that's how it evolved.
But you asked for your release from the Jets, right? I mean, why would you? Was there a reason why you asked for a release from the Jets?
First of all, none of that matters now anyway. What matters is this game Monday night, and that's all that matters. And this team has welcomed me here, and I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but I'm having a good time, and that's all that matters. I had a great time in New York, enjoyed the guys there, enjoyed being with Mike Tannenbaum and Woody. Those guys were great. Eric, on down the line, it was fun. I wish we'd ended up a little bit better, but that's over and done with.
Brett, why after all this time have you never reached out to Aaron and talked to him?
For what? I mean, I think Aaron not only has done well, I think he will, have a great career. I said that from day one. I mean, the guy's talented. That's why they drafted him. No one's called me. I mean, I talk to Driver every once in a while, and Al, and some of the older guys. look to tell you.
Brett, a couple of years ago, you told a story about when you were like 14 and you and your dad and your brother went to the Superdome and saw the Saints and Kenny Stabler, and you said then that you could never see yourself being like him and going to another team and being the savior for that team. Regardless of how this has happened or why this has happened, is there part of you that just can't believe that it's ended up this way and that you did end up playing for the Jets and now the Vikings and it not just finishing out with the Packers after all you'd done here?
I haven't had, it really, I hear that a lot from people. Man, it just seems weird, my first day of practice in New York, my first day of practice here was a little odd. But because I'd always been the, got new guys come in, things change, but I'd always, been the constant in it. And that was obviously different. Aside from that, no. I haven't had time. But maybe one day when I look back, it may. But it's all been very quick, and before you know it, you're playing.
Brett, can the damage that's been done between you and the Packers organization ever be restored?
I'm sure it can. Right now, that's not on anyone's mind. Their intentions are to win this game, as our intentions are. We'll deal with that later.
Brett, it was going to be really hard for whoever the guy was that had to follow you after what you did here. Do you think that this whole thing, the way things have played out, do you think it's made it even harder to follow in your footsteps?
Well, I can't answer that. All I can say is, you guys laughed at me 2 years, or a year before our 13-3 season when I said this is probably the most talented team I'd ever played on. Everyone thought I was crazy. And then we had the year we had, almost got there. But everyone said, man, this team is, pretty good. So, I knew when I left it was a very good football team. And I also knew Aaron in some ways had kind of slipped through the cracks, at least for a couple of years. People kind of had, lost sight of him or whatever. But, he's got all the tools, very knowledgeable of the game, had been around the offense and the guys for a while. There was no reason to think that, especially the offense, could not be highly productive. And I think you can look at it a lot of different ways on who you're following and what that means. And, it's no different than me leaving and going somewhere else and playing someone, people picking sides. The opinions are the opinions, and for the most part, those are going to either like you, they don't like you, for whatever reason, or it takes a while to adjust. But I don't know that answer for sure, but I think he's done a very good job, and I'm not surprised by it at all.
Right. We have time for one or two more questions.
Brett, we've all seen the Sears commercial, all joking aside. Do you feel in your own heart that you have trouble making decisions and sticking with it? And do you think and recognize how that can be problematic for others, teammates, team executives, and fans?
It's definitely not a problem here. It's all based on winning, obviously. And what have you done for me lately? But the only thing I can do is do what's expected of me here and study and practice and just be myself. And all the stuff that's happened in the past is overdone. I would think that these guys know here that doesn't Not that I would go out and play great every week. Not that anybody would, but I'll do whatever it takes to win, and that's really all that matters.
Do you have any doubts about 16-game season? It seemed at one point you might have.
What, about last, as far as
about playing through a 16-game season, healthy and everything.
You know what? I thought about it my first year, second year, third year. I mean, the chances of any player playing consistently 16 games, well, not even talk about a career, but just in one season is tough. But you know what? It's the way I played the other day. I'm going to get hit. If I have to block, I'll block. If I have to tackle, I'll tackle. Can I guarantee I'll get up every time? Who can? But I feel pretty good about it.